John Kerry is coming through. He said he would filibuster anyone like Sam Alito. He's doing it. And we need to get all the other ones on board. I want to point out before we go to Freeway, by the way, that it's not really, if I understand this correctly, it's not really incumbent upon the Democrats to come up with 41 to say no to cloture. Now, the cloture vote, that's what they have to effectively end debate. What they need to do to end debate and thus to end the filibuster is the Republicans themselves need to come up with 60 votes. So let's get that clear, all right? You Democrats out there who maybe are against Alito, but for whatever reason you don't want a filibuster, A, you're sissies. B, if you just don't want to offend your good friend John Kerry or Ted Kennedy or Hillary Clinton or who else is coming, Feinstein, these other folks who are coming on board, then all you got to do is abstain. That's all it is. And the bad guys, in this case, happens to be Republicans, need to come up with 60 votes to end the debate. If you guys want to abstain, abstain. But don't vote yes for cloture. Are you nuts? We're only talking about the country in the balance. All right. Let's go to Freeway Blogger. We got him? The great, the mysterious, the legendary O Freeway.
Can you hear me?
I can.
All right. Someday I would love to hear that legend, by the way.
Is that right?
Hopefully there'll be a folk song or two.
Now, you are too busy. There should be a folk song for you, my friend. You're too busy out on the highways and byways of this great country spreading the message with what? A little cardboard and duct tape?
Cardboard, duct tape, and cheap paint, and that's all it takes to reach about 1 million people, I would say. I probably got to today.
1 million in one day?
Easiest thing in the world. Just use the freeways.
Wow.
Just use the freeways.
When
you put a sign on the freeway,
yeah,
people will read it until someone takes it down. And you would be surprised at how long it takes people to take them down, because hey, it's not their job, you know?
Now, you've got instructions on how to freeway blog yourself at home at your website, right?
That's right, freewayblogger.com.
Freewayblogger.com. And I also understand, by the way, you've joined us in the cyber-based blogging world lately, have you not?
Yes, freewayblogger.blogspot.com for daily updates on the life of a guy who paints signs and sticks them up on freeways.
And what kind of sign? Now, people can go to your site and see all kinds of great signs. I love your signs, as you know. What are you out there blogging about on the freeway lately, Mr. Blogger?
Today on the 405, everyone is entreated to a sign that asks the question, what's a six-letter word for unnecessary war? And then answered with the word murder.
Mm.
And the funny thing about that is it's been up for 4 days now. I don't know how many thousands of people have seen it, but I do know it cost me about 35 cents to make the thing. So,
and millions have seen it. Do you get that many?
Well,
hits?
Not millions, but a couple of hundred thousand. It's a pretty busy stretch of freeway. And for some reason, nobody goes to take the thing down because, like I said, it's not their job, you know?
Now, how many of these signs do you put up, do you suppose, each week?
I've been a busy little freeway blogger the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So I've probably put up close to 100 in the last 3 weeks.
100 signs in the last 3 weeks?
Well, mind you, I've got this pretty much dialed at this point. But
I guess you do.
What I do, I go for the numbers. I figure I am up against the Bill O'Reillys and Rush Limbaughs of this world, and they apparently have a huge base.
Yeah.
And so all I ask is that a couple of 100,000 people on their way to and from work see, you know, the word impeach, for example, I've been very keen on lately. And the war is a lie. Very simple, direct, easy to paint. And something you won't hear from the mainstream media because, frankly, they'd lose their jobs.
Well, now, do you think that's the problem? Do you think that's why they're not talking about impeachment, Freeway Blogger?
Well, the problem... The problem is we shouldn't care what they're talking about.
Right.
The way this country was set up, for some reason, and I think it was a good one, we're allowed to do the talking. And what we have given up on or have forgotten about is the fact that what we think matters. You know, cable TV didn't do this country a favor. I think the population got divided into people who watch TV and people who are on TV. And the people who watch TV think that the only opinions that matter are the people who are on TV. Well, listen, you know, with a little bit of cardboard and some paint, just about anyone listening to this right now can reach 250,000 people tomorrow just by sticking signs on the freeway. And
yeah,
perfectly legal.
Is it legal?
Yep. It turns out that utilizing public property for the free expression of political speech, so long as it's non-commercial,
right,
that's ours.
Can't you get arrested for, isn't it littering, something
nope.
like that? It's
nope.
not.
Too many people have died for my right to stick up signs for anybody to call it litter in a court of law.
So you can go out and put a sign on a freeway overpass, and if the cops give you a hard time, what do you say?
You say, "Oh, I'm sorry, officer. I'll never do it again."
Okay.
And then you go off and do it someplace else. But the point is,
yeah.
when you see a freeway overpass, that's your overpass. When you see a tree next to the freeway, that's your tree. That's your guardrail. That's your country.
Take your country back, people. Put out the message. Have you put out any filibuster signs yet, sir?
No, I haven't. But that's because my truck is filled with
impeach signs. I've seen your truck.
The war is a yeah. lie and a whole lot of other things.
I've
had a lot of people write to me saying, you got to start doing Stop Alito signs.
Yes, and, you do.
And I would, but you know what?
What?
I'm not the only guy with access to cardboard and paint.
That's true.
I'm really, really pushing hard for other people to pick up the paintbrush.
The freeway blogger can't do it on his own, people. Get busy. Paint a sign. What do you suggest? Stop Alito? Is that
Stop Alito is yep. nice. That's what? Eight characters.
Very easy.
I mean, certainly you can get that done.
Vito Alito.
Let's
take a call. You want to take a call?
Sure.
All right. Jeff in Pennsylvania, you're on the Young Turks filibuster to filibuster, and I'm Brad Friedman with the Freeway Blogger. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, Brad. Good to talk to you.
Good to hear from you.
Well, I feel like I'm going down in history. I'm talking to you and Freeway Blogger at the same time.
How about that?
You have to forgive me if I seem a little disjointed here. I've been up since Thursday.
Yeah.
And
why have you been up since Thursday?
Well, when I found out this was going on, I just sort of got locked into it.
Ah. All right. So it's a sympathy filibuster.
Absolutely.
In PA, attaboy.
I gotta hope I can stay awake until Tuesday.
Yeah.
You hit a wall at day 2.5, and once you break through that wall, you're good for the next week.
Oh, the next week?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, brother. Oh, man, well, Jeff, you're going to have a tough week ahead of you, my friend.
Well, yeah. Tomorrow will be a good day, though.
I think so. What's up? Well, you got a thought, a question?
Well, what I really wanted to say is don't give up hope. No matter how somebody has framed their stance on Alito, keep badgering them.
Yeah.
Keep going after them. I mean, I've got Senator, I've got Specter and Sicky Rantorum to deal with. So I keep beating on them, and you know, I'm hoping at least if I can't get them to, support filibuster. That I can at least get them to abstain from a cloture vote.
Jeff, have you talked to? So you've been calling Specter and Santorum's office. And what do they say when you call?
Well, they're not real friendly. They don't like my ideas.
Really?
they don't really want to understand the reasons why I object to him being on the court. But really, what it boils down to is. I think Specter is a weak link here. He's a fairly honest man, and he has some respect for the Senate and the House. And I think he realizes he's not going to get reelected, and he's going to hope that he goes out on a positive note.
Yeah.
That he's done something good for the country, and. that might be the, you know, the avenue to turn them around.
Wait, you're saying Santorum or Spectre?
No, Spectre. Spectre.
Okay.
Santorum, I have no respect for.
Or hope for. All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Jeff. Thanks for making the noise out there. But do get some sleep. We may need you this week. So see if you can sneak in a few hours. I'm here for another hour or two, so you can skip me altogether and take a nap. And when the Young Turks come back, they'll be waiting for you. How's that sound? He's gone. All right. Hey, we're here with the Freeway Blogger, the legendary Freeway Blogger. You use another name every now and again, don't you, Freeway?
Oh, Scarlet. Scarlet Pimpernel.
Scarlet Pimpernel.
One of my favorite literary characters. Not such a great book, but a great character.
So
and,
you...
Under the guise of Scarlet Pimpernel, I actually called Rick Santorum's office when he was making those bestiality comments.
Yeah.
And talked to his, I'm sure, lovely secretary.
Yes.
And said that I was a happily married man and was wondering if consensual oral sex with my wife would be considered sodomy, and she assured me that it wasn't.
So that's okay.
Yeah, but and then I I let out a kind of rebel yell. I said, "Hot damn, honey, good news." But then I asked very quickly, "How does the senator feel about doggy style?" And
what did they say?
Well, she said that she couldn't actually vouch for that, and I'm quite sure that she probably couldn't. But if you Google Santorum plus doggy style, you'll be able to see a transcript of the entire conversation.
You put it up over at freewayblogger.com?
Somewhere along the line. It made it up through the net.
I see. Well, smartly done. What's your favorite Freeway blog sign you ever put out there, Freeway Blogger?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Tough question.
You know, the most famous one was Nobody Died When Clinton Lied.
Yeah.
And that's a good example of something that occurred to me. I Googled it, found that it had precisely one hit on the net, and I thought, you know, more people got to hear those five words strung together. And so I wrote a letter to the editor, like anyone would. If you want to get a word out, write a letter to the editor. Well, guess what? That ain't free speech, because the editor decides whether or not anyone gets to read it.
And uh-huh.
In my case, the good people at the Los Angeles Times felt that perhaps Nobody Died When Clinton Lied was too long and or wordy, so they didn't publish it. And so I said, you know, well, screw you guys. I'll publish it myself. And I painted it about 50 or 100 times and started sticking it up on freeways.
Yeah.
And that is actually a very efficient way of getting a message out.
And so that was really the impetus for starting up your freeway blogging?
Oh, I had started doing it long before that. You know, that 2000 election, you know, the darkest day in this country's history had to be December 12th, 2000.
Yeah.
When the Supreme Court said, well, we can't count the votes because it would irreparably harm the Bush presidency, because
right.
It might turn out he didn't win, you know. No,
yes,
I take that back. The darkest day was December 13th, 2000, when we all didn't just rise up and say, you know, wrong. That's not how democracy is, a place where you count the votes.
Well, we had the chance then. We've got another chance now to stand up and take our country back. And folks need to call the Senate. I know they've been running it on the screen every now and again. If you're listening via the YoungTurks.com, the one that I have just at my fingertips, 888-818-6641. And you can give us a call if you want to talk to the Freeway Blogger, 323-866-8201. Coming up later, we're going to have Jane Hampshire from Fire Dog Lake, this blog out of nowhere that is just taking the world by storm. Also, Pokey Anderson is going to be with us, Mark Crispin Miller, much more. Let's take a call. We got Scott in Oregon. Scott, welcome to the Young Turks. How are you?
Excited to be on the Young Turks.
We're glad to have you here. What's on your mind, my friend?
I wanted to turn the listeners on to a resource.
Okay.
And that is, I'm putting, you know, everybody's calling into the main Senate switchboard number, but the voicemails are all getting full at the senators' D.C. offices.
Right.
But they all have between 2 and 8 local offices in their home states,
every one
with its own voicemail. They all have fax machines, and sometimes at each local office, in addition to the one at, in Washington that's now running out of paper, and they all have emails. I'm putting all that information on one site, so you can just find out who the swing senators are and start making phone calls to every local office, every email, and every local fax machine.
And what site is that, Scott?
And the site is vichydems.blogspot.com.
Vichy Dems, huh?
V-I-C. Yes, in the Vichy government that collaborated with the fascists.
Yeah. So are you scamming us, or do you think that now I have to punch it in and make sure that it's really Vichy Dems.
Yeah, let's see if it's real.
.blogspot.com. Let's find out if that's really. Oh, I think I may have misspelled it.
It's V-I-C-H-Y.
Yeah.
And what's weird is there's no WWW.
Ah, there you go. Stopping Joe Lieberman and his ilk one Vichy at a time, huh?
That's it.
All right, now, do you think we can get Joe Lieberman to join this?
Lieberman says that he's going to support the filibuster.
Really?
Yeah.
He's on board.
He's got a heavy primary challenge. He's my lead Vichy, but he's got to get some cover if he wants to survive the primary, so...
Okay.
I don't care how they get to the position of supporting the filibuster. I just care that they get there.
Okay. Well done. Now, I don't see the numbers on your site, but you're going to get them up there, right?
Well, there's a bunch of them up there right now, and actually I've got about half of them up, and I'm just typing furiously away.
Okay, good. Get to work. VichyDems.blogspot.com. Thank you, brother. That's Scott in Oregon. What do you think, Freeway?
Well, I
it was a hearty laugh.
I was a little reluctant to hitch my wagon up to, you know, a star that said Vichy.
I know.
But,
I wasn't sure either.
The Lieberman contact, that kind of makes sense now. I will be most surprised to see Lieberman join in the filibuster. Here's why we need to speak out, okay? It probably won't work, all right? But humanity was won by continuing to fight in face of certain defeat, and that is where, you know, we become heroes. And the reason it's important for us to speak out, even though we know it's probably not going to win what we want, is because there are other countries. There is a whole planet out there who is just hungry for word of people fighting against this machine. And anything you can do or say in defense of democracy, as opposed to in defense of, you know, what's passing for it right now.
Right.
It goes down good on our record, because we're going to need those people from other countries to rebuild this country when, you know, when the Alito Bush machine has finished with its experiment in non-democracy.
Yeah.
We need them to help us pick up the pieces. And so it does us good right now to at least look as though we're trying.
I think that's the least that we can do. by the way, I just want to let folks know there is a chat room over at tomhartman.com that I finally have gotten logged on to. I'm going to try to keep my eyes on it there. Looks like you got some fans in the chat room, Freeway Blogger.
Well, man, I hope they're fans with access to cardboard and paint, because that's really all it takes.
There you go, guys. Cardboard and paint. We are here with the Freeway Blogger on the Young Turks. We still need a name for the show. Filibuster for a filibuster. They're going around the clock. I'm sitting in, and I'm proud to do it. Got a few more minutes here with the Freeway Blogger, and we are always happy to have your call. 323-866-8201 in support of a filibuster. Pokey Anderson from Houston's KPFT is going to be with us. She's also a guest blogger recently at Brad Blog. We're going to find out some actual, we'll discuss policy with her. Reasons why Alito ain't the guy for the Supreme Court. Now, Freeway, let me ask you this. Is there anyone who George W. Bush could nominate who you would go ahead and support at this point? Or do you think the point is just keep this guy from having a nomination at this point? It turns out he's a criminal, and if the Democrats had the majority in the House, they'd impeach this guy anyway, so why should we give him anybody?
Well, let him come up with somebody who is not so obviously a corporate shill.
Yeah.
One one of the tragic things about this system is if you play the sycophant for the powers that be, by God, you'll get ahead.
Yeah.
I believe Harriet Myers was nominated on the strength of her just undying adoration for the brilliance of our presidency.
Yes.
That didn't go over very well.
No, it didn't.
This fellow, I'm sure he doesn't hate homosexuals, women, and minorities, but he knew that by joining the CAP program at Princeton, he was, you know, hitching his wagon up to the people who were playing that card.
Right.
Because he knew that's where, look, that's where I'm going to get a job. Everything he said before the Senate committee was, oh, I said that because I was trying to get a job in the Reagan administration. You know, well.
Yeah, except that doesn't fly, because what he actually said was, it's my personal belief that blah, 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 concerning abortion and women's right to privacy. So Roberts, I think, used that to say that, oh, he was working for these folks when he said these things. He was just supporting them in his job as an attorney. But no, in fact, with Alito, he said that it was his personal beliefs that he was talking about concerning a woman's right to choose.
Well, I'm sure he was so badly traumatized by his own abortion that, you know, that's what led him to do it.
Wow. Okay. You're listening to the Young Turks program. Give us a call, 323-866-8201. Oh, we got some new updates on the center. Hang on here. I got some new updates. Let's see. Announced support for the filibuster so far. We've got Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, Christopher Dodd, Richard Dick Durbin, John Kerry, Ted Kennedy, Sarbanes, Stabenow, Harry Reid, Hillary Clinton, Charles Schumer, Ron Wyden, Russ Feingold, and then there's some lines through Barack Obama. See update. Okay, I'll have to see what that. Robert Menendez. See update. Okay, I'll have some information on some senators to call. I'll give that to you in the next hour, and hey, brother, it's always great to talk to you. I'm getting some feedback here in the chat room. They seem to like Vito Alito.
Vito Alito is good.
Yep.
Rhyming is a real basic mnemonic device.
Yes.
but the point is, God, they gave this to us. Thomas Jefferson, Thomas Paine, George Washington, they gave us the right to free speech by individuals for a reason. And boy, if this wasn't precisely the scenario they were envisioning,
right?
You know, I don't know what is. And that is basically, look, the guy on TV doesn't speak for you, okay? He speaks for the person who's selling soap ads, you know, in the break. The thing you got to do is just figure out a way of getting your message across. You as an individual, not you as a group, not you as part of a coalition, not you as part of an organization of any sort. This is between you and George Washington. And George Washington is telling you, look, speak out.
Free speech, use it or lose it. As I believe I may have even seen on a sign of one of yours, Freeway Blogger. Thanks for sharing those thoughts. Thanks for coming in at the last minute here. Really appreciate it, man. You're awesome. You're always great. I always get mail. People just people love you, and I love you, and I love what you're doing. Oh, shoot. Hang on. You know what? We got one more call. Let me take this because it's a call from Korea, I'm told. No? They're gone? They're gone. All right. They don't like you that much after all. Sorry about that. Hey,
all right,
brother.
Brad.
Thanks for jumping in. I really appreciate it.
Filibuster away, man.
We are going to be filibustering all day and all night, and thank you for doing everything that you're doing. You rock, my friend.
Peace.
All right, brother. Okay, we're going to be back. We're going to take a quick break here at the bottom of the hour. I think we're coming back with Pokey Anderson from Pacifica Radio down in Houston, Texas.